హరే కృష్ణ.
ట్రై టు కంప్లీట్ దిస్ సెక్షన్ ఫాస్ట్, ఐ వోంట్ కీప్ యూ వెయిటింగ్ ఫర్ లాంగ్. సో దిస్ 10th చాప్టర్ ఇస్ టైటిల్డ్ ద్రో మహారాజ్ ఫైట్ విత్ ది యక్షస్. మైత్రేయ ఉవాచ ప్రజాపతే దుహితరం శిశుమారస్య వై ద్రువః ఉపయే నేద్రమీం నామ తత్సుతౌ కల్పవత్సరౌ. Dhruva married the daughter of Prajapati Shishumar, whose name was Brahmi, and her two sons were Kalpa and Vatsara. So here Prabhupada writes, Uttanapad was very affectionate to Dhruva Maharaj, but still he did not wait for his son's marriage. Why? Because being a Rajarshi, he understood the importance of self-realization. Even Dhruva Maharaj went to the forest at the age of 5 for the same reason. These rare instances show to us the importance of self-realization over all other important work, Prabhupada writes. He was so affectionate to Dhruva Maharaj, he could have waited till his marriage and leaving. ఇలావామపి భార్యాయాం వాయో పుత్ర మహాబలః పుత్రం ఉత్కల నామానాం యోషిత్ రత్నం మజీజనత్. ఇన్ అనదర్ వైఫ్ నేమ్డ్ ఇలా, హూ వాజ్ ద డాటర్ ఆఫ్ వాయు, పవర్ఫుల్ ధ్రువ బిగాట్ అ సన్ నేమ్డ్ ఉత్కల అండ్ అ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ డాటర్. సో ఫస్ట్ హిస్ ఫస్ట్ వైఫ్స్ నేమ్ వాస్ భ్రమి అండ్ సెకండ్ వైఫ్స్ నేమ్ వాస్ ఇలా. ఉత్తమ అకృత ఉద్వాహో మృగయాయాం బలీయస హత పుణ్యజనేనాద్రౌ తన్మాతాస్య గతిం గత. ధ్రువాస్ యంగర్ బ్రదర్ ఉత్తమ, హూ వాస్ స్టిల్ అన్మ్యారీడ్, కిల్డ్ వైల్ హంటింగ్ ఇన్ ది హిమాలయ మౌంటైన్స్ బై ఎ పవర్ఫుల్ యక్ష. హిస్ మదర్ సురుచి ఫాలోడ్ ద పాత్ ఆఫ్ హర్ సన్. ధ్రువో భ్రాతృవదం శ్రుత్వా కోపామర్షసు చార్పితః జైత్రం సందనమాస్తాయ గత పుణ్యజనాలయం. When Dhruva Maharaj heard of the killing of his brother Uttama, overwhelmed with lamentation and anger, mounting his victorious chariot, he went to the city of the Yakshas, Alakapuri. Alakapuri is the capital of the Yakshas.
The Himalayas are not the Indian Himalayas.
Some place. I am not sure.
Alakapuri means greater Himalayas.
Possible. Possible. Okay. So, Prabhupada here commenting on this phrase, Kopa, Amarsha, Shucharpita. How he was overwhelmed with anger and lamentation. So Prabhupada writes, this was not incompatible with Dhruva Maharaj's position as a great devotee. One should not think that how could Dhruva Maharaj feel like this? It is a misunderstanding that a devotee should not become angry or envious. Dhruva was a king and his brother was unceremoniously killed. Therefore it was his duty to take revenge. As a Kshatriya, he had to perform his duty. Gatvodichim disham raja rudranuchara sevitam dadarsha himavadronyam purim guyyaka sankulam. Going north, the king saw the city filled with yakshas and followers of Shiva in a valley of the Himalayas. దద్మౌ శంఖం బృహద్బాహు కందుశ్చానునాదయన్ ఏనోద్విగ్న దృశక్షత్తర్ ఉపదేవ్యోత్ర సన్వృషం. Then as soon as he reached their place, he blew his conch shell, causing the directions and sky to echo. By this, the wives of the Yakshas with anxious eyes became greatly frightened just hearing his conch shell. తతో నిష్క్రమ్య బలిన ఉపదేవ మహాబటాః అసహంతస్తన్నినాదం అభిపేతుర్ ఉదాయుధాః. The powerful Akshavaryas, unable to tolerate the sound, came out of the city with weapons and attacked Dhruva Maharaj. Satam apatato vira ugradanva maharataha ekaikam yugapat sarvan ahan banaistribistribihi. Courageous Dhruva Maharaj, a great charioteer and fierce archer, when attacked by them, attacked them all by simultaneously discharging 3 arrows at each of them. They all simultaneously attacked Dhruva Maharaj with 1 arrow. Each of them he attacked with 3 arrows. Tevai lalata lagnais tair ishubis sarva evahi matva nirastam atmanam asham sankarna tasyatat. And each one of these arrows shot them in their forehead. Okay? So shot in the forehead by the arrows, they all thought they would be defeated. But they praised Dhruva's action. Okay? So Prabhupada here, commenting on this verse, he says, this straightforward appreciation of an enemy's prowess is a characteristic of real Kshatriya spirit. So real Kshatriya means he genuinely appreciates his enemy's prowess also. Tepi chamam amrishyanta padasparsham ivo ragaha sharair avidyan yukapad digunam prachikir shavaha. Intolerant of the arrows, just as snakes are intolerant of the touch of a foot, the yakshas simultaneously fired twice as many arrows in retaliation. Between 6 arrows, each one of them showered on Dhruva Maharaj. Tata pariga nistrim shaihi prasa shula parashvadaihi shakti rishtidir bhushundidis chitra vajai sharairapi abhyavarshan prakupitaha saratam sahasaratim icchantas tatprati kartum ayutanam trayodasha. 130,000 yaksha soldiers, greatly angry, desiring to defeat Dhruva, showered him along with his chariot and charioteer with various types of feathered arrows, iron clubs, swords, tridents, lances, pikes, spears and bhushundi weapons. I don't know what it is. Some weapon. Okay, simultaneously they showered Dhruva Maharaj.
1.3 lakh versus 1. Shastra varshena bhurina na eva drishyata channa asarena yata girihi.
Remember this analogy, because we'll be getting back to this analogy. Like a mountain covered by torrents of rain, Dhruva Maharaj could not be seen since he was covered by a shower of weapons at that time. Suddenly, just like a mountain is covered by rain, by shower of rain, similarly Dhruva Maharaj could not be seen. So here Prabhupada comments on this analogy. What happens when heavy rains fall on a mountain? The mountain becomes very clean. Nothing happens to the mountain. Covered by arrows does not mean he succumbed. Therefore, the analogy of mountain covered by arrows is given. Just like a shower washes away all dirty things from the mountain, the shower of arrows washed away any incompetence that he might have had and gave him new vigor. The incompetence is compared to the dirt in the mountain. So the arrows are compared to rain of water. Just like water washes away all dirt, the arrows washed away all kinds of incompetence that Dhruva Maharaj might have had. It gave him fresh vigor. Ha ha karasta devasit siddhanam divipashyatam hatoyam manavasuryo magna punyajanarnave. Ha ha karaha tada evasit. Suddenly the Siddhas watching in the sky, they cry, they shouted cries of dismay. They said, he has been killed. The grandson of Manu has sunk in the ocean of the Yakshas. The sun, just like sun sets in the ocean, similarly the grandson of Manu has set in the ocean of the Yakshas' arrows. Like that they were shouting. So here you see another choice of words. Here the sun has sunk in the ocean of Yakshas. When the sun sets, it only rises the next day. It is not like permanently lost. It sets to rise again the next day morning. Similarly, here Dhruva Maharaj being covered by the arrows is compared to the sun setting in the ocean, indicates that very soon he is going to come out of it. Okay. Natatsuyato daneshu jayakashishvato mrade udatishtadratastasya niharadiva bhaskaraha. While the Yakshas were proclaiming victory, suddenly they were shouting, victory, victory, you know, we have won. Suddenly Dhruva Maharaj's chariot appeared in the battlefield like the sun appearing through the mist. Niharadiva bhaskara. Similar verse comes. Kechit kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana agham dhunvanti katsnena niharam iva bhaskara. Like that. Dhruva Maharaj is compared to the sun and the Yakshas are compared to the mist, Prabhupada writes in the purport. Mist is insignificant compared to the sun. The mist covering the sun is only apparent. It can cover only our vision of the sun. But mist has no capacity to cover the sun. Okay? By this comparison to sun, the greatness of Dhruva Maharaj in all circumstances is affirmed, Prabhupada writes in the purport. Dhanur vispurjayan divyam vishatam kedam udvahan astrogam yadamadbhanair ghananikam ivanilaha. Twanging his wondrous bow and creating dismay in the enemies, he dispelled the mass of weapons with his arrows just as wind dispels a mass of clouds. Tasyate chapa nirmukta bitva varnani rakshasam kayan avishisho stigma girin ashanayo yata. When Dhruva Maharaj responded back with his arrows, the arrows entered their bodies just like sharp thunderbolts piercing mountains. So their arrows are compared to water, which would only wash away the incompetence of Dhruva Maharaj, but Dhruva Maharaj's arrows is compared to a thunderbolt on the mountain. A thunderbolt on the mountain is capable of pulverizing the mountain. Like that. Bhallai sanchidyamana nam shiro bischaru kundalaihi urubir hema talabhair dorbir valaya valvudihi harakeyera mukutair ushni shaischa mahabanaihi astritastaranabho Rejur Vira Manohara. The battlefields, attractive to the mind of heroes, were covered with Yakshas' heads, with severed by his arrows, as well as with beautiful earrings, with thighs like golden palm trees, with arms, armbands, crowns, necklaces and bracelets and valuable turbans. Prabhupada writes here, in those days, the soldiers went to battlefield dressed very opulently. It was very lucrative for the winning party as they could take it all.
Hatavashishta itare ranajirat raksho gana kshatriya varya sayakaihi prayo vibhrutna vayava vidudruvur mrugenda vikridita yotapayiva.
The yaksha, the remaining yakshas who are not killed, their limbs almost severed by Dhruva's arrows, fled from the battlefield like herds of elephants who have become the plaything of a lion. When a lion comes, the elephants also run away. Because lion is very, very powerful.
Apashyamanas satadattaya tatayinam mahamrade kanchana manavottama purindhidrikshannapinavishadvisham namayinam vedachikirshitam jana.
Not seeing his attackers with weapons in the vast battlefield at all, the best of Manu's descendants, though desiring to see the city, did not enter it. Why? One does not know the plan of the deceptive enemy.
They may have some guerrilla warfare or something like that. So Dhruva Maharaj did not take a chance. He didn't enter the city, though he desired to see the city.
Iti bruvam chitravatasvasaratin yatta paresham pratiyoga shankita sushrava shabdam jaladeri veritam nabasvato dikshirajon vadrashyata. Speaking to his charioteer in this way, he tells, no, don't get in now. He does not know what plan they are up to, so just wait. Speaking to his charioteer in this way, cautious, worrying about a counterattack by the enemy, Dhruva then heard a sound which seemed to come from the ocean. He then saw dust in all directions caused by the wind.
Shanena chaditam yoma ganani kena sarvataha vispurat tadita dikshutrasayatana yitnuna.
In a moment, the sky became completely covered with a mass of clouds with flashing lightning and terrifying thunder.
Vabrusho rudirau ghasrik poya vinmotra medasaha nidetur gaganadasya kabandhanyadrato naga.
The clouds rained torrents of blood, mucus, pus, stool, urine and marrow. O Vidura, human trunks began to fall from the sky in front of Dhruva.
Human trunks matlab without head, just the body.
Tatakshe drishya taggire nitete sarvato disham gada pariga nistrimsha musala shashma varshinah. When he saw a mountain in the sky, maces, swords, iron spiked clubs and other clubs began to fall from it in all directions, along with showers of stones. Because it was just an illusion, just a scare.
Ahayoshani nishvasa vamanto gnim rushakshidihi abhyakbhavankaja mattaha simha vyagrascha yutashah.
Snakes breathing thunderbolts and vomiting fire rushed to attack him with angry eyes, with herds of mad elephants, lions and tigers.
Samudra urmi dirbhimaha plavayan sarvato bhuvam asasada mahakrada kalpanta ivabhishanaha.
The fierce ocean flooding the earth in all directions with waves, making a terrifying sound, approached him like the flood of water at the end of a kalpa.
Evam vidanyanekani trasananyamanasvinam sasrajastigmakataya asuryamayayasuraha.
The cruel natured yakshas like demons created many such visions, terrifying to the cowardly by the powers of illusion. Trasanani amanasvinam. For the cowardly people, it was very scary for Dhruva Maharaj.
Dhruve prayuktam asurais tam mayamati dustaram nishamyatasya munaya sham asamsan samagataha.
Hearing that the Akshas had cast their magic, which is very difficult to overcome upon Dhruva Maharaj, the sages arrived and prayed for his well-being. So they started praying for Dhruva Maharaj's well-being. Okay, nice verse, nice prayer they offer. With that we'll end this chapter.
Munaya Ochuhu Autanam Tavasarna Danva Devakshinotyavatara Avanatarthi Haro Vipakshan Yannama Deyama Vidaya Nishamya Chadda Lokon Jasatarati Dustaramanga Mrityam. O Uttanapada, O son of Uttanapada, Dromaraj. Bhagavan Devaha Sharanga Danvaha. May that Supreme Lord, the carrier of the Sharanga bow, Avanata Arthiharaha, who relieves the distress of the surrendered souls. Yen Namadevam Abhidhaya Cha Nishanya. By hearing or chanting whose name, Loko Anjasa Tarati, just by hearing or chanting his name, people can easily cross Dustaram Mrityum, this unsurpassable death. May that Lord Tava Vipakshan Shinavatu. May that Supreme Lord, by just remembering or chanting his holy names, people can easily cross over samsara. May that Supreme Lord kill all your enemies. Like that they offered prayer to the Supreme Lord for Dromaraj's safety. So Sri Vishnu Devadagur writes, the sages thought that if one can cross death just by hearing about the Lord, then Dromaraj could easily overcome the Yakshas magic spell by hearing about the Lord. Thus they made him remember the Narayan weapon. So take your Narayan weapon and attack them. Just by hearing the name of Narayan, one can cross samsara. So you, by taking the Narayan weapon, you can dispel all these illusions. Like that, they are going to Dromaraj. Prabhupada writes, a devotee is always protected by Supreme Lord. Only by the Lord's inspiration, the sages came to encourage Dromaraj and assure him that there is no danger for a surrendered soul. Just like the Lord sent Shukadeva Goswami to protect Parikshit Maharaj. Like that. By the grace of the Lord, if one can chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra at the time of death, he can surpass the ocean of material existence easily. The same way Dromaraj was also able to overcome illusion by taking shelter of the Supreme Lord. Like that. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki. So I kept my promise. So questions?